I'm Julie Bullitt. I've been a family therapist for over 30 years.
I'm David Bullitt. I've been a divorce and family lawyer for more than 35 years.
Together, we have been married for more than 37 years.
In our professional practices, the two of us have been witnesses to individuals and families struggling with life's most difficult challenges. In this podcast, we will talk about the conversations we have had,
the conversations we should have had,
and those that every relationship needs to have in order to find success, happiness, and fulfillment.
This is Conversations for Couples,
the podcast. Well, hello there.
Hello, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing great. We got a nice topic tonight. We're going to talk about how to keep love alive, keep the spice going in a relationship, keep the romance going, right?
I love that topic.
It's a good topic.
Well, it's a great topic.
You know why it's a good topic?
No idea why.
Let's go to the statistics.
Okay. You love the statistics.
I do like statistics. So again, I had to make notes because I don't remember all this stuff. But there was a survey in 2018 from a magazine, I can't remember, a nationwide magazine, and they surveyed 1,000 couples between the ages of 20 and 75. Mm-hmm. All right, 93% of those polled said that sex was important in their relationship. 62%, however, said that they were unsatisfied, unfulfilled. That was 62% of women said that they were unsatisfied and unfulfilled,
okay.
And 68% of men. Said that they were unsatisfied, bored.
So more than half the people are unsatisfied with their romance.
Close to two-thirds. And mm-hmm. then they asked about a wish list. Well, if you could try to make it better.
Yeah.
All right. So 42% of all the people polled said that they wished that their partner would initiate sex more.
Okay.
57% said that they just wanted their partner to pay more attention to them. 70% so they would like sex to be like it used to be.
Ooh.
And 50%, half those polled, this is interesting, half mm-hmm. those polled wanted to see more foreplay both in and out of the bedroom. In other words, mm-hmm. not just in the bedroom, but also flirting before you
I
get there.
I love it. Keep the motor running.
And finally, last statistic, I promise, and we'll move on, that 20% of this group had read the book 50 Shades of Grey, right?
Yes.
87% of those people who read the book said that their sex lives were better. After reading the book.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense.
So there's a lot of statistics for why we're talking about this. And what we decided to do was mm-hmm. we like these lists, right?
Yeah.
So we're going to do some lists.
Yeah. So we have five.
Five.
Five strategies or five tips for improving or, you
keeping
know,
the spark
sprucing
alive.
Up your sex life.
Sprucing it up. So I'm going to go down the five. First one, and we'll talk about it.
Yeah.
We'll second, we'll talk about it. Okay.
How's yeah, that love
sound?
It.
All right. First one. We call it first date replay.
I love that. First
so
date
what is
replay.
That?
So that is thinking about when you first met your partner, the first date that you went on. So David and I went to a movie for our first date.
We did?
Yeah, we did. You picked me up and you were wearing like yellow shorts and like a black top. You sort of looked like a bumblebee.
Wait. That's not what I remember our first date being.
Yeah.
Okay. So we went to a
movie.
Well,
we met at a party. Okay. That was not a date. Came and took me out to the movies.
Okay. And I was dressed like a bumblebee.
Kind of like a bumblebee, but cute. A cute bumblebee. Yeah.
So for us to do our first date replay,
yeah.
I'd have to dress like a bumblebee and we'd have to go to the movies.
No, but we'd have to go to the movies and sort of like, you know, pretend that this was a replay of our first date. So our meeting and the excitement of the newness and little butterflies in the stomach and getting to know each other. So reinventing, even like to go to College Park because we had a University of Maryland.
Right.
And we could go back to College Park or do something like that and sort of replay our...
Yeah, or you know, if you want to try to... make believe. It sounds like a kid thing, but it's okay to make mm-hmm. believe as an adult.
Sure.
So that it's a date, you know, instead we've shared the same room for 30, however many years, and
yeah.
we add up that high. So, but one of us get dressed in the other room and one of us mm-hmm. would go in the other,
yeah.
some other place, that
so,
kind of thing.
Yeah.
So for sort of like you're picking, mm-hmm. you know, picking you up.
Ring the doorbell, bring some flowers.
Yeah, bumblebee at the door.
Bumblebee at the door.
See
I love
a
that.
Bumblebee on the ring door.
I might not answer.
Oh gosh. No. Okay. So first date replay.
I love
that's
that.
That's a great idea. I like it too. Now, this second one is really kind of one of my favorites.
Yes.
Strangers in a Bar, a little riff on the old Hitchcock movie, Strangers on a Train. So yes. Strangers in a Bar, which we've done a couple of times.
Yes, we have.
Not recently, though. We should do it again because
we've done it, though, a few times.
We have. It's kind of fun. So mm-hmm. So generally what we've done is I've dropped you off. Mm-hmm. Generally I've dropped you off. You've gone in mm-hmm. and I putted around for 15 mm-hmm. or 20 minutes.
And I get a bar stool.
You get a bar stool. Sometimes there's a stool next to her. Sometimes it's already been taken by the time I get there, but she's got a bar stool and I come up and we start to have this sort of, you know, it's funny. We're laughing a little
bit. Flirting a little bit. Like, hey, are you here with anybody? Right. No, actually, I'm here by myself.
And sometimes she might say, oh, I'm here with this guy. He's been here talking to me for 10 minutes before you showed up. But right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's happened too. But I mean, it's kind of a fun thing. You know, you pretend like you see each other across the room mm-hmm. or across the bar. Mm-hmm. And you know, I know people are going to listen to this and laugh and say that's ridiculous, but it's really not.
It's kind of fun.
It's fun. And the other thing is it sort of gets those juices kind of flowing. You know, it makes you know, people, and we talked about in the study, people want to feel like they used to feel.
Yes.
Well, it's hard, you know, if you've been married mm-hmm. for 20 years to feel like you felt when you're 22 or 25 or 31, whatever it was. But this kind of is, it's played out, but it's pretty cool.
And like play it. In a relationship is so important. That I mean, if we could look up some studies regarding that. But what we're talking about is playing, being light, being flirty, being fun. And that is often what, you know, dissolves in a relationship after you, you know, work and raise kids and do things and have busy days. It's hard to be playful. So of this course. Is encouraging the playfulness.
Well, it's very difficult mm-hmm. to be playful because, mm-hmm. you know, when you first meet, whatever the circumstances are, generally, a lot of people don't have the responsibilities that they have during the next 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, whatever it is that they're together.
Yeah.
And so the idea of sort of being playful in this way,
is so fun.
People might think it's silly, but it's not. It's cool. You should try it.
Yes.
Strangers in a Bar.
I love it. Strangers in a bar.
You don't need to wear a shirt and tie like they did. And by the way, the movie came out in 1939. It's great. If anybody hasn't seen it.
Yeah.
An old Hitchcock movie. Okay. So number three, now we get a little bit more into the risque sort of side of things, right? Story time.
Yeah, story time. Mm-hmm. So reading a book together, an erotic book or a romance book, even like the 50 Shades of Grey, I mean, that right there, you know, tells you that reading or talking about, you know, romance or sex or something sort of spicy can help, you know, get the motors running.
Yeah. I mean, reading a book or, you know, back in the day before that, there, I did it again. God, I sound old when I say that, but there used to be magazines, right? And Penthouse magazine, which was a men's magazine, a little bit further.
Riskier.
A little more riskier than Playboy, for example. But they had the Penthouse Forum,
mm-hmm.
and these people would write in mm-hmm. either stories of what happened to them or stories with a question at the end. And then whoever ran the forum would comment and things like that. So I think, you know, the idea, not only reading something to each other, mm-hmm. but you could also make something up.
You could, you can make stories up. And we've done that. I'm a little bit better at it than you are
because
I'm a little bit more creative, but but if you're not creative and you can't make your own stories up, certainly you can read them, read some romance novels or read some, you know, harder.
You're definitely more creative, but also you've got a lot thinner alley for me to drive a story through than I can pretty much say, oh, I went to a store and I took my clothes off. I'm like, oh, this sounds great. That's it.
That's true.
But I have to come up with something a little bit more, you know, what do we say in golf? We say down the pike or down the pipe. I got a thinner pipe to drive down
the
story, but it's a great idea. Quiet at night, you're in bed or wherever, maybe whatever it might be.
So either make up your own story or get a book.
Yeah.
Or listen to an audiobook.
Story time.
Love that idea.
All right. Number four. Now this can be both sexual and non-sexual. We call it the new adventure.
Yes, right? Absolutely. So there's research around what happens when you do a new exciting activity and what happens when a couple does a new or exciting or novel activity together is they have chemicals, fabulous chemicals going on in their brain that help bond them and also make things more enjoyable. So a couple years ago, we started to do kayaking and then we did some country dancing and we tried to do one new thing. Yeah, we're not great at it, but we try to do one new thing.
I'm better than you.
That is true.
Practice,
you know? That's true. So we try to do one new thing together a year, and that is always in our goal journal.
Oh, we're going to talk about that goal journal in a couple of minutes.
Yeah.
But so the new adventure, like Julie said, can be anything. It doesn't have to be
in the bedroom.
In the bedroom, although it could be.
It could be. It could be trying something new in the bedroom.
Right. Mm-hmm. So again, and we're going to talk a little bit more about this when we get to our fifth one. But you know, both people have to feel comfortable, because if one doesn't feel comfortable, the new adventure is not going to last very long and it's going to flop. So clearly, it's going to be something that both people agree to do or want to try. Mm-hmm. Maybe it won't go well, but at least both of them are on the same page.
Yeah.
And like, we did, like you said, we did some things that we biked for a while, although it sort of hurt my tush, you know, and we did kayaking, which was fun.
Yeah.
We played pickleball.
Yeah.
I kept playing pickleball and you just look really cute.
I like pickleball. I'm just not very good at it, but I will continue to do pickleball.
Yeah. But it's fun for us.
And it's something we do together. So it's great. Yeah. So anyway, new activities, an adventure, a trip. It could be a vacation. It could be a trip. It could be doing a picnic. It could be anything you want it to be, but something new doing together.
Right. So fifth thing, we've created ourselves, which is what you call the couple's sex list.
Yes.
Okay. So tell everybody what that is exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. So this is basically a survey or questionnaire, if you will, of different things that you may be interested in doing or willing to do in the bedroom. And what we have come up with is, if you go to our website, which is www.thebullitts.com, you can get a free download of the sex list, and you can take it and have your partner take it. And then you can start a discussion about what's on the list. What would you be willing to try? And what I think is interesting is you may not think of some of these things, but if your partner puts on their perhaps, which is, I would maybe consider it if my partner wanted to do it, it will open up maybe some new things to try in the bedroom.
Okay. So, but the people do it separately. Like we don't compare answers as we do it. I go one place, you go the other. We fill it out and then we sit down and look at our answers together.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think it's really exciting. It creates an opportunity to talk about things like, oh, you would do that or you wouldn't do that or why wouldn't you? And the thing that I would say about this is there shouldn't be any shaming.
Right.
And certainly respectful communication around people's answers. So it's a great tool. It gets people talking about sex. It gets people thinking about sex. And it's really fun. I've used it with several clients already.
Say that again.
I've used it with several
clients.
Oh, you've
let them. Okay.
I've let them use it. My malpractice insurance.
That did not come
my malpractice
right.
insurance carrier might be calling.
You suggested it to clients.
Yes. People, couples that I've worked with have used this tool and have found it very helpful to start a dialogue.
So again, this circles back to those statistics that we talked about. And by the way, there's lots of surveys out there. I picked one to sort of focus on, but there's several out there with pretty much the same results. And there's other issues, other questions that come up, but people sometimes are bored, or they wish their sex life were better, but they don't know how to bring it up or what to say without feeling like they're going to put upon the other person in the relationship. And so what this does, is it says, okay, we're going to just do it. And then
gets a conversation started. Yeah.
And at the end of the day, that's what we're trying to do.
Trying to get
some conversation started.
Yes. So those are our five tips. If you have any more tips that you would like to tell us about, we are very willing to listen, and we hope that you try a few of them and download the sex list on the website at www.thebullitts.com.
Follow us on Instagram, follow us on Facebook, follow us on LinkedIn, follow us on TikTok.
Follow us anywhere.
And please hit subscribe to this podcast. We're having an awesome time doing it. We hope that you folks are having a good time listening. Send all your comments. We've gotten several. Keep them coming. We will see you next time on
Conversations for Couples,
the podcast. Julie Bullitt is a professionally licensed clinical social worker and family therapist. David Bullitt is a divorce and family lawyer. Julie is not your therapist, and David is not your lawyer. This podcast is meant for educational and entertainment purposes only.